Hello and welcome to August.
Hey guys, it's August.
This is the sort of podcast equivalent of a voicemail, isn't it, really?
Yes.
From who? And to
or a, or a voice note, which I don't agree with. What are your feelings on voice notes?
Usually irritating, rarely welcome. I never do one, but most of the people who send them to me also apologise for leaving a voice note.
Yes.
I think if you've broken both your arms...
Yes. It's got to be a double arm break. So you've essentially been attacked by one swan. If you've been attacked by one swan properly, like a swan that knows what it's doing, in that situation, you can use a voice note to apologise to the king.
Yeah. If it's just a signet and you've got a sprained wrist, then forget it. Yeah. You should still type.
Yeah.
Yes. What is it? It feels like, no, it's the voice message that we've left on our answer phone. Does it?
Because we're not somebody's home. Rung us.
They've rung us, but we're not in because it's August.
I don't leave messages or listen to them anymore. I feel like we've moved past that as a society slightly. The thing about voice messages now is essentially does everyone have this thought? Maybe they do, in which case I apologise. But my thought is you haven't been bothered to edit and structure your thoughts into a coherent, you know...
and this is why we're away having a break.
Henry's got August brain.
No, but it's saying, here's a bunch of ideas as they come to me, you work it out.
Yeah.
Which is a bit like three bean salad, in a way.
Anyway, yes.
I think what we've done is we've given a good example. Yeah, as Mike was implying, we're showing you why we haven't done an episode as well as telling you that we haven't done one.
Hmm.
But what we have done and what we have done is create lots of Patreon episodes, and those do not display this kind of
rank shiteness.
Because we recorded them in July.
Yeah.
When we were mentally replete.
So it's fresh July thinking in an August setting.
Yeah.
Which is about as good as it gets, we think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the main message is there's no episodes on the feed here in August, but there's a weekly Patreon episode. So if you want to keep the fun going, go over there.
And we've done some fun things this month. We've reviewed the film The Wicker Man.
Finally.
Which was a lot of fun. Finally, someone has put their hand up.
A mere 55 years after its release.
And with some of its cast still alive. We had a good fun one the other day, didn't we? Where we...
Yeah, this is the problem. So we did, yes, but the way you're talking about it...
All I remember is it
sounds like I can't remember any of the details of what it was.
What we did. We did a fairy tale. That was really good. We're doing a kind of lore exploration, aren't we?
Yeah, there's a new category of extra episode.
Yeah, which is...
Which is what it's called again?
And then Sparrows Take His Eyes.
And then Sparrows Take His Eyes, that's it. Okay. So in that one, I read the fairy tale from the Grimm Brothers collection called Hans the Hedgehog, which we sort of have a great old time talking about. And then there's your classics like Bondra's House of Pain, which is an infernal quiz show. And?
And, as we do every month, we review ABBA Voyage.
That's right. And this, I think, was our 34th. We go to it, we watch it, and we review it.
This is the first one we've actually published, but we've been doing it on a regular basis now for many years. Mm. Anyway, so if you're interested in that, patreon.com/threebeansalad. If not, we'll see you in September.
Cheerio.
Happy summer.
Thank you. Bye.
Enjoy those continental hams. Yes, the summer will soon be over, but we'll always have those golden memories. The memories of the breakfast hams that we consumed. Whether German business traveller or Italian fun seeker, ham is always there for you at breakfast.
Does that ham look right to you?